and this is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is Joe Cortina. His website is mynameisjoecortina.wordpress.com. Okay, so tell us what your feelings about David Petraeus. I like to say Betrayus, but...
Oh, yeah. That's, as a matter of fact, I said that by accident. I didn't mean to say it, but that was the name he got, Betrayus. I didn't invent that. I picked that up from something I saw in the news. And he is the typical sycophant that we have produced in this military in recent times. If you'll remember the comment by then Chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff, two things happen when you get older, Deanna, is one of them is your memory gets worse and there's something else, but I can't remember what that is. and I'm
but
doing all this from memory. I'm not working from notes here. Fallon, Fox Fallon, Admiral Fallon, William Fallon. And do you remember when he was sacked and Bush wanted him to go ahead and initiate the war in Iran? Just kind of think back, fast backward a few years. And Betrayus was, all pulling for the war and everything. And Fallon had the guts to say, it's not going to happen on my watch. He said, Betrayus is a, let me see if I can remember his exact words, he's a chicken shit little sycophant.
Oh.
Chicken shit little ass kissing.
We can't say those words on RBN. I know because we have the, we're not supposed to, but they're already out, so.
If people don't understand that a four-star admiral put his career on the line, put him on the altar, sacrificed himself to let the people of this country know the evils that were going on, should we be so timid about being scared to repeat what the man bravely said that cost him his entire career? I don't think so. It's
exactly.
Your show, but I think it loses... if we start treating these little words like little children, I think it loses its effect, and people don't understand. Fallon said this about Betrayus. And to give you an idea of a man of his stature, for a moment I thought, here we've got a shining star. But then I thought, you know what, he's gone. He's done now. He's through. He just committed harakiri politically.
Well, I think that most of the assignments to general are based on political aspirations and certainly not because of anything else. And so they just found a general that would do what they wanted him to do. And
sure. They're looking for yes people. That's all.
Yes. And that's been true, I think, since World War II, and even in World War II, they got people in there that would do what the government wanted them to do. They'd, in fact, with Eisenhower, they escalated him past people who'd been in the service a lot longer because he would do what they wanted him to do. And anyway, I'm sorry I had to bring up the FCC regulations, but we are.
I understand. I admire people like Fallon so much, so he just.
Oh, I know. He said
for having courage to in this day and time to stand up and say it like it is. Any rate,
and he was right. He was definitely right. We do have to take a real quick 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Our guest today is Joe Cortina, and his website is my name is joecortina.wordpress.com. Okay, so you were talking about these generals and how that they do, they take care of the political aspirations of the government, and so.
Yeah, and it's, well, you said you're, and you quite correctly, that it went back as far as World War II. Look at the shiny example, that Eisenhower was sent back from the combat duty, if memory serves me, by MacArthur. And MacArthur gave him a very poor fitness report as a competent officer. And here he is, all of a sudden he's the guy in charge, and the finest field commander that we ever had was, of course, was George S. Patton. And, Eisenhower had an animosity for Patton. And, Patton finally figured out what was going on. And with that, if you've read any of the letters he sent back to his wife over the years, one of the last ones he sent was that he had fully intended to get into politics and he was going to run for president as soon as he, had retired. And so then a couple of weeks later, he's dead.
Indeed.
And, a mysterious accident, the situation with Patton.
Sure.
He was murdered by Jewish agents. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
Sure.
Because he specifically wanted to expose what the Jews had done and what he'd seen, and the fact that our real enemy were the Soviets and not the Germans. And but these ideas, as true as they were too radical. And yet he was America's, indisputably, America's finest field commander ever.
Exactly.
And look what happened to him.
Right.
What happened to Kennedy? Same thing. Kennedy tried to fight the bad guys, and he ended up being assassinated. And, you know, anybody that's thinking, I think, has figured out and connected the dots that he was taken out by the Mossad also.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think that Michael Collins Piper demonstrates that very well in his book, Final Judgment.
Yeah. We, unfortunately, people write thoughtful, well thought out, factual books, trying to get an audience to read them, and then react and then do something about it.
Right.
You know, like here, this guy, I hate to keep referring to him, but he's such an awful, horrible man. And yet he was, he's probably going to end up being a hero, a martyr, this Chris Kyle, this monster. And, Glenn Beck was crying on TV, oh, he's in heaven today, and this and that and the other.
What?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you didn't know that? Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah. He's going to be in heaven and so on. And this guy was laughing about murdering women. About, you know, and they asked him on the TV interviews, do you have any remorse for any of the people? He says, no, none. He said, they were all filthy animals. He said, well, why did you call them animals? Oh, because they would resist American forces. I said, oh, so if a man broke into your home, tore your home down and tried to rape your wife and kill your children, steal your, you know, whatever. What would you do? I'd kill him. Oh, I see. And he'd be an animal to you? Well, I said, what's it? And the guy did have enough sense to say, the interviewer said, well, what's the difference between that and what you're doing in Iraq and Iran? And, of course, you get people like this, dim-witted morons, who suddenly get this power and this notoriety. And all the evil people, look who jumped in to also, he mocked his own father, Rand Paul.
Oh, yeah.
Mocked his father and supported, and he was the one that said something about that we should consider him on the level with Christ, and he was like a hero and a martyr and this and that and the other, and he's in heaven today and so on. Congressman, the son of Ron Paul, and Ron Paul made the comment, truthfully so, said he who lives by the sword dies by the sword, talking about Kyle's life was based on murdering people, killing innocent people,
right.
And then he died the same way by the same kind of violence.
Right. Now we're aware of the problem. Do you have any solutions to this big problem?
Well, yeah, we discussed the ugly alternative of revolution. And, you know, need I start quoting world famous men who made statements like, every 100 years or so, we need the blood of good men to cleanse the memory of this. You know, can't quote it exactly.
Sure.
But, you know, there's a lot of well known people who certainly were not considered lunatics or reactionaries or anything, who felt that when the government went bad, the revolution was necessary. And I can picture it being a little worse, but how much worse can it get? You know, doors kicked in the middle of the night and people, neighbors disappearing. As long as we have our football games, as long as we have our gladiators in the arena, Deanna, we are going to turn the other way. I'll guarantee you. I hate to say that about my own people, but when you see that, remember this conversation we had on the radio this date and time today. When you see this happen, that's exactly what's going to happen. This is what your neighbors are going to do. They're going to turn away from you, and they won't care.
Right.
As long as they're safe. That's the way we are.
Yes, I know you're right.
But the revolution, I don't see any other way out. And I've talked to other people about this and say, hey, am I totally off the rails here? What do you think? And I'm talking about thinking people, and they'd say no. Matter of fact, Brother Nathaniel and I are going to do an interview on this in the next week or two. He asked me to do one with him, and I said I'd be glad to. I said, you and I are on the same page on this.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's get these thoughts out, as ugly as they are, but it needs to be cast around. It needs to make people think, because it's the last thing in the world we want to see.
Oh, of course. Of course it is. But I don't know what the alternative is.
Be slaves?
Yes, and that's what we're already doing.
Yeah, we'll end up just being a satellite state of Tel Aviv.
Right,
which
we already are.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
Pretty close.
We've got some callers lining up. Why don't we take a call?
Good. Let's
take Richard in Oregon.
Good morning. I'm addressing the solutions issue, if we want to go there.
So you're moved from Washington to Oregon?
No, I'm back in Washington again. I'm shoveling snow and dealing with the...
Oh, because they put you down as being from Oregon.
Well, that's it. Like I said, you got to move around. If they start recognizing where you are, the foot steps
get
really
right?
close. Exactly. So I'm Joe. I was one of the Leave It to Beaver generation and was distracted by, all the distractions back then. And then I tried to get edumacated and went to a Tupper Saucy in the Second American Revolution and people like that were trying to kind of combat the system and restore order in the quote-unquote nation. And what
Tupper
I realized...
Tupper Saucy?
What?
Tupper Saucy?
Yeah, haven't you ever read Tupper Saucy?
I knew a Tupper Saucy here in Tampa.
It was probably the same one. He moved around, too. He always heard the footsteps. In fact, did time because...
Was he a band? Did he have anything to do with a band that he had?
Yeah, he played...
God, I knew him. I swear to God, I knew him. He's from Tampa. Check it out. He's from Tampa.
Well, no, he's passed away now.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, that's a catch up with him. He's passed away. He was on the forefront way back when and trying to use his music to kind of get the interest in edumacation. But my challenge now is, now that we know all this this history, we know that instead of we're in a one world system now, so the gladiators and the distractions are now worldwide. And the Christians are still getting eradicated, but it's worldwide. We go to Iraq to eradicate them or Afghanistan to eradicate them. It's all the same program on a bigger stage. So my question, and I was going to issue this to Clint Richards and Deanna, let's talk about the real solution, which is who runs this whole system? Let's take off the glove from the hidden hand of the person that's actually running this illusionary chess game that we're all involved in and discovering the facts of. And let's find out who is on the board of directors. How do we dismantle this corporatocracy? How do we actually challenge the people that are running the game? The Jews are being run. There's a hidden hand running them. There's a hidden hand that's running the bankers. Let's go to the main people that are kind of moving the chess players around on the illusionary board, the matrix, and actually go to the people that are in charge and are running the show that we are enmeshed in, and let's deal with them. Let's talk about them. Let's have shows with Walter Burian and Clint Richards and actually talk about the people that are running the show.
All righty. We do have to go to a three-minute break, gentlemen. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with BioSuperfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered BioSuperfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The BioSuperfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. BioSuperfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. BioSuperfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your BioSuperfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on Earth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Joe Cortina. His website is mynameisjoecortina.wordpress.com. And the caller, Richard, brought up the CAFR reports and Walter Berrien and Clint Richardson. And they've done a lot of exposure on what some people would refer to as the second set of books that really talks about all of the money that is invested in all kinds of corporations in this country, and that the government is not bankrupt, that the states are not bankrupt, that they have billions of dollars tucked away. And so that's what he was referring to. And presumably he is suggesting that this ought to be revealed, which I think that Walter Berrien and Clint Richardson are doing a very good job at doing. However, when you consider that the corporate media is completely dominated by the Jews, this information is never, ever going to get out except here in the alternative media. So, Joe, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, boy, I'm still recalling from I haven't heard the name Tupper Saucy since I was a teenager. I mean, you can imagine that blew my mind. I just really hadn't ever. He was a very well liked, very sharp guy, and somebody from, you know, a half a century later on a talk show bringing his name up. That just blew my mind. Yeah, I knew him well. Any rate, we were talking about kings, and basically he's saying, well, I think there's king makers. And I've got a problem with that. I'm not saying it's impossible, but nobody has ever shown me it goes any further than Tel Aviv. There hasn't been anything bad that has happened that you can't put your finger on since the inception of Israel. Very, very intelligent people, congressmen, philanthropists, wise people, so on. You can check their sayings, and they'll tell you the same. There were no problems in the Mideast until the advent of Israel coming into being. And
exactly.
I agree with that 100%. So I don't see where it's gone any further. Remember I told you I have a yardstick. I met the fellow his age, I guess, if he knew Tupper Saucy. But I go back and I look at what we were when I was, say, a very young teen. There wasn't the filth that we had today. It wasn't that I didn't see it or didn't know about it. There just wasn't. Now, how all of a sudden it came into being right after the 50s and after the rock stars all started coming in from most of them Jews and run by Jews or managed by Jews, which changed young people's minds and turned everybody around. Nobody has shown me that there are kingmakers above and beyond those people. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't see it.
No, I agree with you, and I think, too, that we need to go back to what Benjamin Disraeli wrote in his novel back in, I think it was 1852, that they are behind the world's problems. Not in so many words, but that is what he said. It was in 1852, Coningsby, and he had the character Sidonia mention all of these dozens of Jews who were involved in the intellectual movement and those that were acting as financiers behind the European thrones and in multiple commercial and investment interests. And if you look at the people who sit on the boards of all of these corporations, you're going to find that they are dominated by Jews. If you look at any corporation, any agency, you are going to find this domination. So, yes, I agree with you.
Yeah, of course. But here's something that any Christian should say, this is information enough for me. It doesn't have to be a Christian, but I'm saying a Christian because this kind of puts your feet to the fire. If you hold Christian tradition, then you must believe in Jesus Christ. And if you believe he was real, and if you believe what he wrote was real, then all you have to do to solve the mystery is to look at the most profound statement of exposure and accusations he ever made and was ever made in the New Testament. John 8:44. You don't have to go any further there. It doesn't talk about Bilderbergs or Illuminatis or other cultures or anything else. He plainly states the Jews are the children of the devil. That's never spoken of anywhere near that by anyone else in the entire New Testament, not even the prophets. Think about that.
Right. All righty. Let's take another call. Let's take John from California. John, welcome to the program.
Good morning. You know, listening to the discussion, Deanna, when you say state, I think of two things. I think of the actual state California on the land and the state of California under the territorial government. Now, Roger Sales really has pointed the way and made it available to the masses. Everybody has a choice. They can decide to be part of the state of, under the territorial government, or they can claim their rightful place under the state, United States of America. You don't have to accept these rules, and we don't really need a hot revolution. Last thing I need is another firefight. What we do need is a revolution in thinking and an explanation.
John, do have to go to a break. We will be right back. Stay over the break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. for now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival confident. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. G-E-O-F-F-L-A-W-T-O-N.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Joe Cortina. His website is mynameisjoecortina.wordpress.com. And John, you were talking about Roger Sales, and that is applicable to people as individuals. It would not be applicable to the entire country, and would not necessarily solve the problem that we're talking about. Although it does have, he has a lot of really wonderful ideas. I've had him on the program. John, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
No, we didn't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. It does solve the problem, Deanna. Roger gave a real good illustration the other day about how this all works. Think of a law library. You walk in the law library, on the right are all the U.S. codes and what everybody is currently living under. On the left side are all the old dusty books that are maintained and updated on a regular basis are the U.S. statutes. Now, if you want to have government benefits, if you want to be a slave subject to the territorial government, then you go on the right side of the library and you study all that. If you want to be free and not subject to all these rules and not have any more government benefits and claim and actually be what people claim to be, a free inhabitant, you go to the left and look at the statute books. This really exists. This is not pie in the sky. If only 10 of us said, no, we're not going to be under the U.S. code anymore, we're going to claim our heritage as under the United States of America, you're no longer subject to all these rules. You actually can defund the beast very quickly because there won't be anybody there if they know the truth. It does work, and it is available to everyone, and you can claim back your state. It still exists. It's still there. And you don't have to participate in this ongoing mess called territorial government with executive orders.
Okay. Joe, what are your thoughts? I'm hearing an echo here.
Well, yeah, there is a lot of echoes. Well, you know, it's like I can say, you know what, taxes are really illegal and unfair, and I don't even own my own home, and I'm just going to, everybody needs to stop paying taxes on their home, and it'll all go away. Well, let me tell you what will happen. Somebody will come up, and it'll be sold on the courtroom steps, and you'll be out of a home, and you'll be sitting there in bewilderment as you're sitting there pondering the idea that, this was supposed to work. You know, come on, let's get in the real world here. I mean, really, it just isn't that simple. You know, if it was, it would have been accomplished a long time ago by brave people. It just isn't that simple. Believe me, I'd like to see a simple thing. That's not it. We've got morals to deal with that have eaten us up and that we can't ignore. There's just so many things that apply to this. You know, we're 330 million people here. This is not a country club. It's a big country, and it's being controlled by monsters. And as long as we have our Gladiators and our Cold Budweiser and our NFL and our NASCAR and our Mud Boggins, that's all we care about. And until we get into the mindset of adult, responsible thinking and look into the eyes of our children and say, I'm going to do it for them. They deserve better than my selfishness. We're going to end up on the ash heap of history, period.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, John, for your phone call. Let's take Werner in British Columbia. Werner, welcome to the program.
I'm at the other end of the continent.
Yes, you are.
Oh, that's a little mistake. It's nothing important. We have to keep a close eye on the fifth column of this Jewish international mafia, and those are half of those people that live dispersed in countries all around the world. They're the most dangerous one. And there were a lot of loose ends when 9/11 happened about those Mossad agents there. And there were probably other incidences where, coincidental, always the same clique showed up.
Okay.
Then there is another thing, another misconception. What I understand, the chosen people are not the Jews, but are the people of Israel.
Okay.
And we have to brush up on our history.
Well, I think that's kind of what we do on this program quite a bit.
Yeah, and as I say, we have to pay attention to the facts and figures. What has been all along the biggest mass murdering system in the world, and who was initiating it and financing it? We find them on both sides of the ocean.
True. Okay. What do you think, Joe?
Yeah, but it's still the Jews. Here, there's a name for what he was talking about. He used the old term that I remember during World War II, Fifth Column and all that and the other. And the specific name for the Jews is Sionems. I'm sure you're familiar with the terms.
Yes.
And these are the people that are very quietly behind the lines. They're Mr. Schwartz and Mr. Steinmetz, your jeweler, and Mr. Schwartz, your school principal, and Mr. Levinson, the banker, and these are the Sionems that are quietly there. You will never see them side with anything. It's good to do with justice or any of the things that we've been discussing here and so on. And they work quietly in the background, like he's talking about, and they don't, dedicate 24 hours of their life to this. but this is the deceptive part of their nature. And this is what I was talking about. I mean, when you have a country whose motto is, by deception, we wage war, you know, that's what it's got to tell you something about the makeup of the mind of the people. And again, I hate to keep repeating it, but I lived with these people as an insider long enough to see this exact kind of deception and this duplicity and this Janus complex face where you turn around, there'd be one face, and the man turns around, and there's a face behind him, and you don't know which face is real. And that's just the nature. That's the nature of them. They're like that. And there's only one in 100,000 that breaks free of that and says, no, I'm going to be a human being. I am not going to be part of this anymore. Nathaniel Kapner is one of those rare people who has done that. And in 74 years, he's the only one that I've ever met that can I can really say that I have known who's broken free totally, totally.
As I say, for every rule, there are some exceptions, but there are far and few in between.
Right. All righty. Well, Werner, thank you so much for your phone call. Did you have another comment or question? Or?
Well, right now, as I say, you know what I'm dealing with, right now I'm going brain dead again.
You're never going to go brain dead.
After all this struggle to retrieve.
Thank you for your phone call. All righty. Let's take Nate in Denver. Nate, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Welcome.
Okay. Who am I talking to today? I thought I was talking to Mike Rivero. Did I get that wrong?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
You did. So you have to call back on his watch.
Could you tell me when that is, please?
Probably in 20 minutes.
Well, thank you very much. My apologies.
Oh, no problem.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye. All righty. Do we have John in Tampa? John, welcome to the program.
In the corporations. Can you hear me?
Yes, okay.
We can all quit feeding these corporations, quit sending them money, give up your car, quit paying the mandatory insurance to get a tag, and you can't quit paying your mortgage. I mean, all you're afraid of is fear. You can do it.
Sure.
You just have to know you're right.
All righty. Thank you. All righty. Let's take Liz in Canada. Liz, welcome to the program.
You? Deanna?
Liz?
Hi.
Yes. Welcome.
Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, hi. I was listening to the program with regard to the large corporations and so on. It's I did contact you with regard to one of the issues regarding the corporations. Yeah. And one of the ways that these people are sneaking in and gaining power in countries all over the world is by land ownership. It's property. And we are being sold out in the U.S. and Canada to the highest bidder.
Right.
There is a real estate organization or company. I call it an organization because it's organized, and it's called Elad, and it's an Israeli-based real estate company. It's one of the largest in the world, and they are buying up properties all over the place. I found this out by accident 4 years ago. I was living in an apartment building that was absolutely dilapidated. And I tried to get property standards in to investigate and do some cleanup. And the property management of the building is Metcap Corporation. When I began my investigation, I kept finding all these dead ends, and I couldn't understand why property standards was dragging their heels, especially when there were, you know, issues that that could possibly be injurious to people, such as black mold and things, which property standards now will not investigate due to the fact that the buildings are owned privately. So when I began the research, I kept hitting dead ends, and finally I hit this company called Elad that owns all of these apartment buildings, and they're all run down, and they don't have to do maintenance or anything like that. In fact, Metcalf Corporation has won numerous awards for their cockroach infestation, bed bug infestation. I have photographs of this building, of the ceilings coming through, literally in the common areas of the hallways, the ceilings are coming through from water leakage on the roof and so on. But one of the other things that I realized in my investigation was all the people in the maintenance positions who are working for these buildings are all either Eastern European or Middle East. So it doesn't matter whether it's painters, and they're all brought in fresh. I call them fobs, fresh off the boat, who can't speak English, can't communicate with the tenants in the buildings and so on, and they're put in these positions. What do you want to call it?
I don't know. What do you think, Joe?
I'm trying to understand what this has to do with us.
Exactly.
You know, becoming morally bankrupt and economically bankrupt. I mean, what
does
this have to do with anything?
Look at the economics. Americans and Canadians can't get the jobs as superintendents or maintenance workers because all of these other people are being brought in to do
this. Go get another job. What are you talking about? You're talking about like this is the prime industry in the world. I used to be in the rental. I owned rental properties. And what does it matter?
And when you're ready to sell those properties off, who are you going to sell to?
To the people. I did sell my properties.
And who?
I sold them to the highest bidder.
That's right. And who runs the services? Who runs everything? It's property owners. It's huge property owners. We're not talking about a couple of nicky-ficky properties here. We're talking huge land masses, huge masses of properties.
Okay,
research and you'll find out who owns the malls.
Probably, Liz, this is a wonderful topic, but probably it isn't the topic that we're discussing today, although it is relevant. You're saying that Jews own a lot of properties, and I'm sure you're correct. But it probably isn't like Joe said at the beginning, it's not his specialty. So anyway, thank you so much for your phone call. Okay, let's take Art in Philly. Art, welcome to the program.
Hello, Deanna. Thank you for taking my call. How do I sound for you?
Good.
Good. You really have a good show going on today, and your guest is doing a great job. His analysis that the power base is coming from Tel Aviv, I did some research on it in a website, noplaceforcorruption.com, in the documents section. And if you look at, for instance, Netanyahu, his power broker for the Likud is none other than Sheldon Adelson, which goes right back to Vegas. Vegas is really the power base. Adelson bought his casino interest, the Sands, directly from Meyer Lansky, which brings it back to the power base in New York and Chicago. So it's really right inside this country is the real power base. It's not outside of this country. Tel Aviv is acting as a proxy for the interests that are already over here in this country, is how I see it. And with respect to Tampa, if you're familiar with Naples, Florida, down the street from you guys, you can see an example right there of the Chicago Senate get taken over to government right now, just like they did, you know, Cicero, Illinois. You got the Holocaust Museum there. You got the abortion clinic there. You got waste management systems. And you got the school bus leasing contracts. I'm not sure if, I guess that's to First Student.
Right.
It used to be Label. Yeah, so you can see right down the street from you where you are in Tampa, you can see an example of how this mob, what you call the Jewish mafia, is taking over and corrupting and controlling a government maybe 30 miles away from where you guys are right now.
Right. And Liz mentioned apartment complexes. I'm sure that she probably could also include shopping malls in that also.
Right. And with residential, there was a guy named Herbie Barnes who was the power broker for none other than Arlen Specter, who was on the Senate Judicial Committee, who also is a home builder. He's a major investor. He owns NVR Ryan Homes. So here it is.
Okay.
As sitting on the Senate Judicial Committee with the crony judges he put on the Supreme Court. They ruled that private developers can now take away my property and use it, using eminent domain to take it away from private landholders.
Okay, so basically what you're saying is that we allow this to happen because of our ignorance, because we are just allowing these people to come in and take over everything. We do have to go to a break. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Joe Cortina. His website is mynameisjoecortina.wordpress.com. And Art brought up Liz opened this subject up about all of the properties that they own that we're not even aware of. And Art has contributed to that by talking about all of the corporations and all the basically what they've done is infiltrated the entire system. And one has to ask, how can 2% of the population be so prevalent in so many things? Joe, what are your thoughts?
Well, they own 90% of the money. It's just that simple. There's no mystery about it. And I don't really care how many shopping centers they own. Deanna, I'll tell you what I am concerned about. I am concerned, and this isn't an opinion, because I was involved in this personally, very intimately, for a period of time. I had a basic training company. I know exactly what the protocol is. The company that my son went through in basic training in the Army 2 years, 3 years ago was just, I was horrified, just horrified at what I saw. We're talking about things that had, if had they been done when I was a company commander, I would have reported as being criminal. I would have reported it to the Justice Department, and I'm not exaggerating. And these are now run by Jews. I don't care about shopping malls. Sure, the Jews got plenty of money, and they're going to make money, and they want to sell me goods at a price I'm happy with and so on. Fine. They're competitive. That's okay. But when they start teaching my son to kick doors down in civilian homes and murder civilians, and then we start talking about martial law here, and you already have a built-in force of mercenary killers who've been taught that it's okay, I was made to do this, it's an order to do this, and it's you find your own son is murdering your neighbors next door. And this is what we're facing, and nobody has answered this, and I've been trying to get people interested to say, look, you need to have somebody that knows somebody call the Department of Justice, call DOD, and say, look, I've got a friend who was a company commander, and he says this is dead wrong. Why are we teaching our sons to become murderers, not defenders of the country, murderers? And these are things that really disturb me, and we should be discussing and addressing.
You're talking about the militarization of the police department also, which is also funded by the Department of Homeland Security?
It would be logical to assume that a spinoff from that would be that exactly what you're talking about, that would, since you brought that up, this Kyle guy had started a company, a private company, who had the experience to teach police municipalities Israeli methods and so on, or things that he'd learned about how to deal with civilians, let's say, who didn't want to give their guns up to Obama. And this is what this guy was going to make millions off of.
Wow.
All that thought, I know we got a break.
We have a complete break. Our program's gone.
I guess we are.
We could go on for another 2 hours, I'm sure, but unfortunately we can't do that. Thank you so much, Joe, for being on the program today, and I really appreciate your thoughts and your comments.
Thank you so much for giving me the privilege of participating in it.
Thank you. Bye-bye, listeners. Sorry we couldn't take the other calls. Talk to you tomorrow.